Okay, so let's get into it. By now, you should have watched the introductory video for week two. And in that video, it kind of makes it quite, it makes it clear that we're not just working our physical core when we're practicing yoga. So for me, yoga really does hone in on this relationship that we have with our body, but also the mind behind this relationship that we have with our body. So when we move our body, we're actually honoring the natural state for how we think. Okay? So when we move, it is this extension of our thoughts, and what we see when we look into a mirror is the physical results of these thoughts. It's one of the reasons that I went down the path of exploring psychosomatic therapy work. So, I'm gonna get you to do some activities today around focusing on your values or on your passions. Okay, so you might practice it today. You might just practice them these over the course of the week. But let's just have a think about for a second the impact of strengthening our core. Okay, so there's been plenty of studies done on the way that words can actually impact living things. All right, probably the most famous one that I can think of is the Dr. Modo's water experiment. So in this experiment, he actually takes some water molecules or some water from a dam somewhere in Japan, and he looks at the impact on words and thoughts on the water. So he splits the water up into different bottles, and he's labeled them actually as either with positive qualities or with negative qualities. And what he found is that over a period of time, these water molecules actually changed to reflect the qualities of the words written on the bottles. So the positive messages or the positive quality bottle had these beautiful, intricate structures, and they almost had diamond-like qualities, so that they were just beautiful. And the bottle that was labeled with these negative words, these negative thoughts, were the molecules, the water molecules were actually deformed. They had these awful looking structures about them. So I would like you to start thinking about the words that you're thinking, the words that you're saying to yourself. So when you come to your yoga practice, are you saying things like, oh, I can't practice yoga, I'm not flexible enough, or this pose makes me feel silly, or just have a think about when you're practicing every day on your yoga mat, if you've gotten that far, are you saying, I got this, I can do this? And in the first place, are you even showing up to your yoga mat? Are you rolling that yoga mat out and just showing up? You don't have to do anything. You just have to show up and just have these positive thoughts that I'm doing yoga. And then that's going to help this strengthening of your core thoughts about how you feel about yoga. So some other examples of studies that have been done around the way that words can impact our life. Well, I think that there's some pretty good examples out there with Louise Hay and her work with affirmations, and even what Wayne Dyer does. He has some extremely riveting books on the power of the mind. Eckhart Tolle is exactly the same. There's a movie out there called What the Bleep Do We Know? And this is a fantastic look at how what we think manifests in our physical body. So, you know, and the biology of belief is another video that comes, another movie that comes to mind that I can think of. So I want you to consider what we can add to our physical practice is one of mindful intention. And what do I mean by this? Well, we need to focus on our awareness of what matters to us in life. We need to establish our values and our passions and how we fit into all of this. And then we get to take these thoughts, these values and passions into life and really strengthen the heart of our core, essentially. So I'm going to stop this audio now and I'm going to move into another audio. I want you to take the opportunity to listen to the body meditation, so the body awareness meditation audio. All right, everyone, I'll see you in another audio soon.